I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. This is the last day that the stock markets are open before Christmas, and maybe they're going to be affected by this news. The Commerce Department's just announced the sale of new houses dropped dramatically and quite unexpectedly last month. John Dimsdale is at the Marketplace Newsroom in Washington. John, they dropped a lot, I guess.
Yeah, 12% in November from the previous month, and it's the largest fall in more than 10 years. It surprised the experts. It hit every region of the country except the South, where sales rose 13%. In the Midwest, home purchases really dropped 40% less than October. Today's numbers are the first decline in housing sales since July, and it comes after a 4% increase in October.
So why the sharp decline all of a sudden?
Well, one reason it's a surprise is that mortgage rates are still nice and low, despite increases in short-term interest rates by the Federal Reserve Board. It could be that anticipation of higher rates sparked a jump in sales earlier in the year as people tried to get in under the wire. But this is also partly because over the past 4 or 5 years, houses have been selling at a pace that was unsustainable. In some places, prices are up so high that middle-class people can't afford mortgages, and that's slowing demand. And third, there's a bit of an oversupply of new homes. Manufacturers have been responding to this brisk demand.
So do the housing sales have broader implications for the economy? Will we see this elsewhere?
Well, home sales, home construction ripples through the whole economy. It takes a lot of labor, a lot of jobs are tied to housing. It also creates demand for lots of other building materials, appliances, electrical wiring, etc. Housing has been a star performer in the economy, even through the sluggishness that began in 2001, so much so that there's some concern that rising prices have created a housing bubble that could pop. And for most families, as you know, their home is their most valuable asset. So for all of these reasons, sales are a closely watched barometer for the economy.
And a housing slowdown could be bad news everywhere.
Yeah, economists, you know, they always caution not to make a trend out of one month's numbers. And there were some other conflicting financial tea leaves to read today. An important gauge of consumer sentiment was up this month. Consumer spending rose a bit in November, and orders for big-ticket durable goods were strong last month. So overall, the economy ends the year in pretty good shape. There's healthy growth. The lack of job creation is still a little troublesome, and the falling dollar is creating concern overseas, but that's mostly good for domestic industries, as long as the bottom doesn't drop out from under it. So most economists are saying that the big trends are favorable going into 2005. Speaking of the international economy, later on Marketplace, we have a report on the financial implications of the turmoil in Ukraine, where on Sunday, voters go to the polls in a court-ordered rerun of the presidential election.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.